what exactly are gamma ray bursts?
Gamma ray bursts are the brightest gamma ray phenomena in the sky. They light up the gamma ray sky for durations of milliseconds to minutes and shine to us from billions of light years away.
And what exactly is it that causes gamma ray bursts?
We think there's two different main causes of gamma ray bursts. One is a very massive star that at the end of its life it collapses down and probably forms a black hole and shoots out material in cones of emission and jets. That are, if they're pointed at us, then we see it. And these jets are produced at relativistic speeds, which is what produces all the very bright emission. And the other type is actually two neutron stars or two sort of different kinds of compact objects that merge together. But those are thought to be causing the shorter gamma ray bursts.
And as I understand it, this particular gamma ray burst on March 19th, 2008, was GRBs are a pretty whopping phenomenon, you know, among the most powerful, violent events in the universe. But this one kind of topped the charts. Like, what was it about this particular event that made it so extraordinary?
What was so extraordinary about this one was the optical emission. Normally, gamma ray bursts and gamma rays are, of course, very bright, but this one was several orders of magnitude brighter than any previous optical counterpart to a gamma ray burst. In fact, it reached naked eye luminosity, a magnitude of 5.3, and it's at a distance of 7.5 billion light years, which is totally unprecedented compared to any other naked eye visible objects.
Yeah, I know the article, you know, you talk about comparing it with other familiar objects like the Andromeda Galaxy. Can you give me like an analogy of like how much brighter this thing was compared to, you know, other galaxies or other objects that we can see with the naked eye?
In just in terms of luminosity, this one star, as it died, outshined its galaxy by a factor of something like 70 compared to the hundreds of millions of stars in its galaxy.
Yeah, it was shining as bright as 2 trillion suns or 36 million galaxies like M33 or M31.
It sounds like it's a good thing this thing was a long way from Earth. Like, what would happen if something like this occurred near Earth?
Well, it all depends on if it was pointed at us. If it was pointed at the Earth and it was sort of in the solar neighborhood, it would be bad news for the Earth, probably destroying the ozone layer, doing problems with the atmosphere. It's not quite clear what...
Potentially causing a sort of nuclear winter type phenomenon on Earth, which would probably be the most devastating for life.
There's been a lot of shows, you know, about gamma ray bursts that kind of, they kind of have a bad name in the popular mind, but I mean, clearly there doesn't seem like there's been any of these things destroying Earth any time, like in the last, like, hundreds of millions of years. So, I mean, would you say that this threat of gamma ray bursts is being a little bit overhyped, and why do you think that is?
It's certainly been overhyped, and the chance of it occurring, first of all, in our galaxy and being pointed at us is ridiculously small. The kind of stars that form these and the environments that the progenitor stars form in don't exist in our galaxy, so we wouldn't expect this kind of star to form nearby, and also, again, these things have these just cones of emission, and it has to be pointed right at us for us to be affected.
And you mentioned, you know, the types of stars. Like, what types of stars are they that give rise to these gamma ray bursts?
We think they're stripped envelope massive stars, so about 10 times the mass of the sun, but they've lost their outer layers of hydrogen. So it's 10 solar masses, but it's all helium and heavier elements. Makes it quite small, quite compact, not much bigger than the sun itself, even though it's much more massive. And that's what allows it to power this energetic gamma ray burst.
I mean, what is it about from, if we don't have to worry about them blowing up Earth or anything terrible like that, from an astronomer's point of view, is from looking at as a scientist, what is it about gamma ray bursts that, you know, makes both of you want to do your research on these phenomena?
Well, two things. First of all, it's incredibly fascinating to just to consider what can create these tremendous energies and accelerate matter to such extreme velocities very close to the speed of light. And then secondly, because they're so bright and shine to us from across the depth of the universe, we can use them as tools to learn about the conditions of the universe billions of years ago, and in particular, what the conditions were like in star-forming regions of small galaxies, you know, within a few billion years of the Big Bang.
What are some of the things that we don't know that you'd like to find out in the next few years?
There's several new things that we think we're going to learn in the next few years with this new mission called Fermi that was launched just this summer. And they're going to be observing and are discovering new bursts almost every day. in the very high energy bands, higher energy than what Swift BAT can detect. And I think we'll learn a lot about the emission processes of how these objects, how the light is emitted, especially at these high energies, and how it relates to the rest of these objects. So that's really the new exciting thing in the field. A number of things we don't know about the environments in which gamma ray bursts form in the host galaxies.
Well, I would say I'm most excited about the prospects to test this model for the short bursts, that they come from merging binary neutron stars. And the way we'll do that is by finding a short burst very close to Earth within 100 million light years or so that is then detected in a gravity wave signal by the LIGO observatory. And so if we could get a gamma ray burst coincident with a gravity wave signal in LIGO, that to me would be the most exciting discovery we could make with gamma ray bursts.
Now, this burst, you know, going back to your article talking about this March 19th burst, you mentioned, you know, that this was, you know, 7.5 billion years ago that this thing went off, and yet it was briefly visible to the naked eye. I mean, do you think it's likely that, you know, somebody was glancing up at the right place at the right time and they just happened to see this strange light turning on briefly and then fading away, not really knowing what it was they were seeing?
Fortunately, that probably wasn't possible. The moon was actually near full at that time, which makes the overall brightness of the sky and the ability to see faint objects more difficult. It would have been barely naked eye visible, so it would have just seemed like kind of a faint flickering. What we think is really exciting is that ground-based telescopes with very wide field of views, they saw the whole thing from beginning to end and collected this incredible data that allowed us to learn so much about the object.
As you point out in your article, one of the possible explanations is you talked earlier about how the gamma ray bursts shoot off these jets in opposite directions, but that each of these jets might have a more narrow, very tightly collimated, almost like a laser beam of even higher energy ejecta kind of embedded within a broader jet. Can you tell me a little bit about that model and what it is about the observations that led you to that conclusion?
So in general, it's thought that gamma ray bursts must be collimated in these jets because otherwise the total energy emission is higher than something we can explain. There's nothing that's that efficient in producing energy in the universe of these jets in other gamma ray bursts, which involve a sudden decrease in the flux, which we think is when the ejecta slows down enough that the whole jet becomes visible and that you see this decrease in flux. And in, we call this a jet break. And in this burst, we think we saw two jet breaks. We saw an early one at about an hour and another one at about 11 days. And the emission, and that it was in the X-ray observations. In the optical observations, we only saw one jet break. But we think we've pieced our model together such that both components are consistent with the model, but both the optical and the X-ray afterglow. And this is consistent also with the idea that the ejecta was very, very fast, faster than even a normal gamma ray burst, and that it was pointed right at us. Explains also some of the observations of how bright the optical flash was and the gamma ray flash. And this ties in together also nicely with why seeing an object like this is rare, why we've only ever seen one naked eye gamma ray burst. It makes sense that if we only ever see something like that when the narrow jet is pointed at us, that's a very unlikely occurrence. And doing a rough calculation, we find that to be about once every few to 10 years, consistent with seeing one in the past.
So you're saying then that like a lot of other gamma ray bursts might have this jet within a jet structure, but that, you know, we would only really see this inner core jet only the very, very rare time that it's aimed like directly at Earth, and because it's such a narrow beam coming from such a huge distance that it has to be like a perfect alignment.
We think that's the case. It's a hard thing to prove, but that's what we're suggesting with this model. Obviously, with other bursts, they're still very bright and energetic. I mean, this phenomenon is still the most energetic explosions in the universe. So even if you're just seeing the Wise Jet, it's still a remarkable amount of energy that's produced.
Okay, you mentioned earlier that humans are probably, it's unlikely in our lifetime that there'll be a gamma ray burst doing any harm to Earth. Do you think sometime in the history of the universe there maybe has been a life-bearing planet or maybe even a civilization that maybe has been harmed or even destroyed by a gamma ray burst?
I suppose it's possible. It's a hard, there's no way really to know the answer to that. It certainly, if a gamma ray burst were pointed at a planet, it would be bad news for that planet. I hope not, but
yeah.
Hopefully there wasn't a planet in between that gamma ray burst and us that was in the distant galaxy where the gamma ray burst went off, because they
One thing, I guess it's true, though, like that gamma ray bursts do seem like they were more common and more powerful as you go further back in time, you know, going back toward the birth of the universe. And, you know, maybe they were happening, I'm kind of speculating here, but they were happening more frequently and were more powerful before a time when the heavy elements had built up in galaxies to build rocky planets like Earth. So maybe as like life-bearing planets have kind of increased in number in cosmic history, the frequency and power of gamma rays has been going downhill, and that, you know, maybe that has helped prevent them from doing more harm to life around the universe. Is that reasonable speculation?
It's more than speculation. There are a couple of lines of evidence that what you say is true, that gamma ray bursts are more common billions of years ago when there were fewer heavier elements around in galaxies where stars were forming. If you're going to worry about the apocalypse, I would suggest a couple of other candidates.
If they were more common in the past, why would it be that the number of bursts and their power of the bursts has declined over cosmic history? Is it because of, you know, maybe the way that heavy elements have built up as the universe has evolved and more stars have evolved and gone supernova and dispersed their heavy elements into space?
It's a confluence of two effects. First, in the universe around us today, there's less star formation happening than there was 5 or 6 billion years ago, and that's just in total. And then second, the star formation that is occurring around us today is more contaminated with these heavier elements. And that seems to result in fewer gamma ray bursts.
Is there anything else that that you wanted to mention?
I just think that this, the detection of this naked eye gamma ray burst just really shows that we still have a lot to learn about what's going on in the heavens above us, even though people have been gazing up at the stars for thousands of years.